Our story begins in Central Park, where Dara is standing by the fountain when Bobby walks up.
Well, here I am.
I wasn't sure if you were going to show.
Did you bring the picture?
Yes, here, take a look. Do you recognize him?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
It's the same guy I pointed out to you the night I saw him here.
I don't know. I guess it looks like him.
It's him! No one else looks like Lucas. I need you to verify this for me.
Dara, you want me to lie to you? Sure, it could be the guy you saw, but then again, it might not be. I wouldn't bet my life on it or anything.
Great. Here's some help.
I'm just being honest. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to come back here every day if I have to for the rest of the summer to try and see Lucas again. If he came here once, he might come back.
I'm no New Yorker, but I can only imagine how many people come through Central Park every day. Are you sure you want to spend your summer doing that?
My father doesn't want me to tell anyone about this, so I have no other choice. I know I wasn't just seeing things that night. I saw Lucas for a reason, and I'm not going to give up until I find out what really happened to him.
At the Wells residence, CJ is sitting on his bed when his father, Marshall, walks into his room.
CJ, you haven't left your room all day. It's summer. You need to go outside.
I don't feel like it, Dad.
Then what do you feel like, son? You've been cooped up in here for weeks now. It's not healthy.
I didn't think you'd notice.
Now what is that supposed to mean?
Dad, you're at work all the time. Either at the office, at a business dinner, or out of town on business. It never ends.
And just how do you think all these clothes and shoes you like to buy all the time get paid for? How do you think this nice room in this nice apartment gets paid for? I know I have to work hard, CJ, but I'm doing it for you and your mother.
But when is it all going to stop? I'm almost 17, and I'll be gone off to college in a year. And you probably won't even notice that either.
Has something happened that made you this upset? Did I do something to hurt your feelings? What's going on here?
It's nothing, Dad.
Sure doesn't feel like nothing.
I'd really just like to be left alone right now, if you don't mind.
Fine. I'll have to get back to the office anyway. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah. Sure. Sure I will, Dad.
In her apartment, Raven is talking with Connie in the living room downstairs.
Raven, that sounds like a huge breakthrough for Mac.
That's exactly what Dr. Bice called it. I mean, it's such a horrible memory to have. But now that it's out in the open, Mac can deal with the trauma.
I can't believe he was holding a little girl's hand when she caught fire.
I don't know exactly how it happened, but some flames came down from the top of the train and Mac held her hand as their face literally caught on fire. God, I can barely even say it.
No wonder he was so traumatized.
It's a miracle he didn't have more burns than he has.
What have the doctors said about his burns?
The worst ones are on his left arm. They are going to do some skin grafts over time, and they think they can keep the scarring to a minimum.
That's great news. I wonder if they'll be able to do the same for Matt's face.
Quite honestly, I don't give a damn what happens to Matt. He can rot in jail for all I care for harboring Mandy.
Matt's mom is upstairs. Are you sure you want her to hear you say that?
I don't care, Connie. From the creepy phone calls all the way through to helping Mandy, something hasn't been right about Matt. Mac never welcomed him back and has always had a bad feeling about it. The rest of the family felt differently, but Mac was right about him. I just hope Blake realizes who he's dealing with and cuts Mac out of his life completely.
In his suite at the Algonquin, Blake is sitting on the couch when he hears the phone ring.
Blake Whitney.
Blake, it's me. I need your help.
I don't want to talk to you right now, Matt.
Please. You have to help me. I'm at the police station. They want to arrest me for helping Mandy.
Well, makes sense to me.
Blake, you need to let me explain. Please, come down here and I will tell you everything. It's not as bad as it seems, I swear.
I don't think I can do that, Matt.
I don't have anyone else to turn to now. I'm at the 23rd Precinct. I need you, Blake. Please, just come down here as soon as possible.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.